First, George, in the last segment, you had a problem with a cough.
Yes, thanks for the lozenge. I think it's better.
Okay, good. Well, we have a family member of yours on the line who says that he wants to say hi and help you out with your ailment. So who is this?
My brother. Hey there, Jeb Jeb. It's my old cousin, Elmer Wayne. You remember me?
Not my cousin. I do remember you from the air.
Don't you deny your roots, boy. Don't you deny your roots. What's going on there with your throat there, brother?
I don't know. Just a little choked up.
I got to tell you, I was listening out here, and I know that cough. I know that cough.
Allergies.
You need to get to the veterinarian because that's going to get worse.
You think?
Yeah, I had the exact same damn thing.
What was it?
A couple years ago. Well, my vet told me that it was. Let me find my paperwork. Hold on a second.
Your vet?
Yeah, we ain't got a doctor out here. We only got the county vet. Hold on a second. Let me find what it was. Throat herpes. That's what he called it. Throat herpes.
Gross.
You need to get that taken care of, man.
I don't think it's that. I think it's just allergies.
Oh, man. They had to scrape my throat, get all that herpes off there.
Oh, man.
And then they had to, I had to put penicillin on it for like a month or something like that. I used to, I had an old back scrubber that I'd douse in penicillin and then I'd have to run it down my throat.
Oh, my God.
Man, it's a whole month's worth. I tell you what, y'all are still calling him Jub Jub?
Yeah, we are.
You know what? Well, that wasn't our nickname for him when we was growing up.
What'd you call him?
We called him Two Cows.
Two cows.
Yeah, he's the only one of us had to stand there and do two cows in one night.
Stupid.
George.
You know, ridiculous.
You know it, old Jub Jub.
No.
I tell you, he's trying to fool all y'all thinking he's all highfalutin and everything, but he grew up just like me. He grew up country. I'm talking real country. Like if you cut down the weeds in your yard, you find a car type country.
Wow.
We did not grow up together.
We sure did. I tell you what, you were like my biggest influence there, Two Cows.
Okay, that's not my name.
Yeah, you know what? He gave me the best piece of love advice I ever got.
Huh, what was that?
He told me one time, he said, Elmer Wayne, listen, I'm telling you the truth. A mouth is a mouth. And ever since I took that to heart, my love
never in my life
dramatically.
That is love advice?
No, I've never said that in my life to anybody.
You still got that old boat we used to run drugs up there on Texoma?
Okay, I have a boat, but I never run drugs.
I remember we named it Old Blue after the color of the meth we used to produce.
Okay, you have nothing to do with
he
Old Blue.
He still has it. He tells us all the time.
65 Tim Craft that you have nothing
You're
to do with.
You still working on the radio?
Yeah, still. That's what we're doing right now.
Really? Can you help me meet Glenn Beck? That bastard owes me some money for some carpentry I did.
Huh. Well, maybe I could put you in contact with him.
Hey, can you still get me cowboy tickets?
No.
You can't?
No.
Damn, I really want to meet Stetson Wright.
Stetson Wright?
Stetson Wright.
Yeah.
The rodeo cowboy?
That's right. Cowboy tickets, man.
I may be able to get you some of those tickets, maybe.
Hey, I hate to do this.
Oh, gosh. What?
I got a favor to ask of you.
Okay. In addition to cowboy tickets?
The doc says my liver's failing, along with my heart and my kidneys and most of my femurs. And
goodness. What?
And he says that bathtub crank I've been making must have some impurities in it somewhere.
Oh, gosh.
Says I need to tweak your recipe.
Your recipe, George.
I have a recipe for that.
But you need to remember, I do crank medicinally, not recreationally. I have to do it because otherwise I can't stay up making bathtub crank for 5 days straight.
Gosh, dude.
But these side effects have had an effect on my health and most of my internal organs have dissolved into a jello-like substance.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, boy.
So, long story short, I need to borrow a few of your internals.
A few?
No.
Got to keep me through winter.
And, George, ask him about borrowing.
Yeah, you can't borrow a liver.
The doc says you're a complete match to me, Jub Jub.
I don't think so. We are not related.
After he tested the DNA I stole from your trash.
What?
Yeah, it was some old Kleenex you had sneezed on or worse.
Oh,
I don't know.
Gosh, Elmer Wayne.
But we're an absolute complete match, and you're my last hope.
Well, he is kinfolk, George.
No, he's not.
Come on, Jub Jub. I'm the only one who remembers you as old Two Cows. You got to do it for old Elmer Wayne.
No. No, you need to seek medical help, but not for me.
All right, well, if you change your mind, you know how to find me. Just call my parole officer. I emailed his information to you on your email inbox.
Okay.
All right, boy, I'll talk to you later.
Okay.
All right.
There's Elmer Wayne, not my cousin.